Hi, today I'm going to talk to you guys about how do you get inspired and how do you get more successful easier and make it easier for you to repeat success and get anchored to inspiration doing the same things that you would do in your normal day-to-day life, right? So let's jump right into this quickly. And the basic idea that I would like to share with you is the concept of a center and a circumference. So we live in a world that goes in circles and it's got a center. Now, in order for you to be connected to your inspiration and also to be successful with little effort, and the effort must get less and less each time, so that because when you get connected to inspiration, you don't really make too much effort. You get inspired and inspiration drives you to success. So the simple technique that I'm going to teach you is about how do you keep the circumference and the center in perspective, and slowly, and as you practice this gradually, you would be able to be not driven by the circumference, which is more of a response to a situation, and slowly get driven more by the center, which is inspiration driven. So the method is pretty simple, right? And it's something which you should practice in your day-to-day life and whatever you do. And it simply involves doing these things. Now, if, for example, you were to do something like, say, typing a mail, do continue typing your mail, but be mindful about your mail, what you're typing, what are the thoughts and feelings that are crossing your mind when you're typing. And at the same time, try to be aware of your breathing. And to make this a really professional practice for yourself so that you really learn something out of it, you're going to find that many times you're going to be pretty imbalanced. Either you're out there in the mail and you've completely lost touch of your breathing, or which is very rare, but then if somebody is intensely a meditation practitioner, you're going to be more involved only with your breathing and not be so conscious of what you're doing out there. For starters, let's deal with the scenario of those who are more aware of out there and not so aware of the breathing. So let's say you were to type a mail to your colleague or your friend, and you kind of realized that, when you're typing the mail, you weren't really aware of your breathing. Now, just go back to the start of your mail, retype, and this time try to do it with awareness of your breathing. And this awareness of breathing could be anywhere. It could be just as, breathing at your tummy, or it could be at wherever you naturally feel comfortable to watch your breathing. Now, the whole idea of the simple exercise is this, that, eventually, when you pre-practicing this exercise, you will be comfortable with doing an outer activity and at the same time not losing your inner connect with your breathing. And as you do this, you will actually be more and more anchored to inspiration, and eventually you will find that the pull of your mind being drawn by the circumstances that's making you do certain actions in a certain way will be brought under control. And slowly, as you do more and more of this practice, you would actually be more inclined to do less outer circumferential activity and more of being aware of your breathing. And which means that it doesn't mean you're not going to do anything at all, but you would actually be doing a little bit of outer activity, and whatever little you do, you'd actually find you do it much more effectively, get results faster, and you're actually not stressed out, pretty peaceful, and you do get your success quickly. The reason for this is that if you connect to inspiration, right? Inspiration comes from your center of your being, and watching your breathing connects you to inspiration and prevents you from being drawn to react to circumstances which are presented to you in your thoughts and feelings. So try the simple practice out. Just make it a point to do this activity consciously. And every time you lose awareness of your breathing while you're doing your work, come back to the start of the activity again and repeat it again, right? So that the seriousness gets in of doing the exercise. But just remember, don't beat yourself up. It's quite normal in the beginning stages for you to lose awareness of your breathing and be fully out there and lose your inner connect. So do practice, come back, and I'm sure you're going to see good results as you practice, and you'll find it's a pretty good anchoring exercise to do when not just you do when it's not just doing an activity of that nature, but even when you're doing your jog, when you're doing your meetings, when you're attending a meeting, or when you're just sitting with your friends, or you're just sitting and doing nothing. Just be aware, and just be aware of both what all your feelings and sounds and everything that your senses grasp, as well as be aware of your breathing. Eventually, this becomes a meditation in itself, where the outer circumstances do not disturb you too much, and you get more connected to inspiration and driven by inspiration. Now, since inspiration by itself comes from spirit, which is the source, it does not dwell on memories of the mind, which typically runs around, your past problems, and hence you respond with reactions to them. Instead, you get fresh ideas, you end up doing things which is more inspired and not necessarily a response to a situation, right? So I hope you try this out and do let me know how it goes.